Do you know that you control your destiny? Do you know that you control your destiny? Do you know that you are the captain of the ship and the master of your destiny? Do you know if you don't like the situation that you are in now, you can make a decision today to get out of that situation? Do you know if you don't like the life that you're living, if you don't love the health that you have, if you don't like this body that you're in, that you can make a decision to have a better health, a better life, transform your life? We are talking about this week that you control your destiny, that you are the captain of your ship and the master of your destiny. My name is Coach Antonio Landis Thompson, and you're listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, a place where you discover your success, your greatness, your purpose, your destiny, and become all what you were designed to be. The last couple days, week or two, I've been talking to individuals, a group of guys, and we've been talking about destination, destiny. And I said something to someone, and I said, do you know that you control your destiny? I said, do you know that you control your destiny? And I said, I'm going to prove it to you right now. And I said, whatever you did in the past, I want you to go back to that same situation when you did something that you didn't like. And I want you to think about this also. I said, when you were about to make that decision, I said, did you know that you control your destination? They said, no. I said, if you knew that you control your destiny, would you have made the same decision you made that got you right here at this point in time? And you know what they told me? They said, if I knew or if I ever heard that I control my destiny, that I'm the captain of my ship, they said my decision would have been different. You see, there was a time in my life when I would blame everyone because it was not working into my favor. If my health wasn't right, then I would blame someone. You feed me too much, or they putting this in the food, but I'm the one that eating the food. If I'm not in shape physically, well, you know, this happened. It's raining today. You know, the weather's not right. And I kept blaming individual. Well, you know what? I want to have more money in the bank, but X, Y, Z. And I realized, family, I was pointing and using excuses for my so-called below average lifestyle, where it came from health, finances, family. I was pointing all of that to someone else, and I was not taking the responsibility of my life. But then I realized, wait a minute. All of us, we have the power of choice. You see, you made a decision to listen to this podcast. You made a decision to listen to this podcast until the entirety, till the end. You made a decision to put on certain colors or certain garments or certain clothes that you are wearing today. You made a decision to go to a particular store today. You made a decision to decide what you will eat today. And don't get me wrong, I'm not taking God out of the equation. You see, all of us, we were given the power of choice. All of us were given the power of choice, and our lives is 100% a reflection of the decisions we made yesterday, the decisions we made 5 years ago, the decisions we made 10 years ago. Our lives are a reflection of the decisions we make today, tomorrow. And those decisions that we made 10 years ago, those decisions that we made yesterday, those decisions that we made today, and those decisions that we will make tomorrow will influence our destiny. You see, if a ship is at the dock, if the ship is at the dock, come on now, if that ship is at the dock, if that ship is at the dock, and your destiny or your destination is on the horizon, and on the horizon, on the other side, is a life of greatness, a life of purpose, a life of success, a life of purpose, a life of destiny, a life of fulfillment, a life of fulfilling your dreams. And all you have to do is get in that ship and sail to the other side. The ship is waiting at the dock. But every day you look at that ship, you look at that ship, you look at that ship, and every day you keep looking at that ship, and there's a car that comes by at that ship and say, hey, you don't have to go on that ship, but you decide to jump in that car or that truck and you ride away from that ship. 5 years later, 10 years later, you wake up, you're upset that you're not in the position that you want to be physically, health-wise. You're not in the position where you want to be with your family, with your children. You're not in the position where you want to be in terms of tapping into your potential and fulfilling your purpose. You're not in a position to enjoy life to the fullest. And then you start to blame society. You start to blame your family. You start to blame the government. You start to blame your friends. You start to blame the family that you probably was born in. You came up with all of this excuse, all of these excuses. But pause for a second. At that moment in time, you had a decision to get on that boat, that ship, and sail into the horizon, fulfilling your dreams and your destiny. But you made a decision to get in that car, to walk away from the ship that would carry you into a life of success, greatness, purpose, and destiny. You made that decision. And when you made that decision, you decided your destiny 5-10 years from now. I want you to know today, if no one never told you that you control your destiny, that you are the captain of your ship and the master of your destiny, I'm not saying that bad things don't happen in our lives. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that all of us in life, we've given a hand of cards to play. All of us in life, we've been born with potential inside of us. All of us in life, we've been born with purpose inside of us. All of us in life, God has given us the ability to live a successful life, however success is to you. To some people, success is having a great family. To some people, success is living in a big home. Some people, success is living in an apartment. Some people, success is just living an enjoying moment. All of us have different meanings of what success is. But I want you to know today, hear me, that if you don't like the situation you are in, if you don't like your life, that you have the power within inside of you to shift from living below the standard that you should be living and be living above average. That's why every week I encourage people that you remind people that you are success, that you are greatness, that you are purpose, that you are destiny, because there is so much potential inside of you. And today, stop blaming people just because you did not get to the finish line. Did you not get to the finish line because you never got in the race? Did you not get to the finish line because you decided to quit? I'm talking to myself also. Did you not get to the finish line because you didn't embrace the process to become all what you were designed to be? We're just having a family conversation this week, reminding you that there is no secret to your success, that there is a wealth of greatness inside of you, that you are the captain of your ship, and you are the master of your destiny. If you don't like the life that you are living today, if you don't like the situation that you are in today, if you don't like the circumstances that are around you today, if you don't like the health, if your body's not in the best health that you want it to be, if your body's not in the best health physically, if your marriage is not in the best place that you want it to be, if your relationship with your children, if you're not doing good in college, in class, if you're not doing good in your business or school, whatever the situation is, I want you to know today that you have the power within you to decide to shift from living below average to living a life of greatness, whether it's that greatness in your finances, greatness in your marriage, greatness with your children, greatness in your community, greatness in your health, greatness in your physical body, greatness in your mental capacity, greatness in your personal development. Whatever, wherever you are today, you have the power within you to control your destiny by the decisions you make today. You control your destiny. You control your destiny. Everything that you need to succeed in life, God has given and placed it inside of you. It is up to you to accept and embrace and take responsible for this life and that potential that is inside of you. Take responsible for that potential, tap into it, and release that potential today. You are the captain of your ship, and you control your destiny. My name is Coach Antonio Landis Thompson, and you're listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast. Thank you for listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, a place where you discover your success, your greatness, your purpose, and become all what you were designed to be. You have the power within you to shift from living below average to a life of greatness. You have the power today to change your environment. You have the power today to live a better life because you control your destiny by the decisions you make today, today, tomorrow. Release that greatness inside of you. Remember, the best and the greatest day in the world to be alive is today, because you have the power within yourself today to have a great life, a better life, and live a life of greatness. You are the captain of your ship and the master of your destiny.